Hi, this is Kathleen Maxwell Ramby with The Gathering, bringing God into everyday life. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy this lesson. And remember, don't just listen, partner with God and practice it. I want to give a shout out to our monthly donors, Mary Mitchelstein, Colin Melissa Johnson, Deanna Caraway, Laura Jane Elder, and special gifts from Lois Carter and Mary Cobflesh this month. We now have listeners from 19 different countries, and I so appreciate those that make this podcast possible. My heart is to share my life and my stories of how God wants to be a part of our everyday life through real life experiences and share His words. I want people's hearts to be touched, encouraged, healed, and set free, and strengthened as they listen. So if you enjoyed this podcast, consider becoming a patron. Your donations keep them coming. Look for the little green or red button at the top of your page on the podcast, and you can give a gift of $5 a month, $10 a month, or a one-time gift. Also, if you like today's message, click the like button and leave me a comment. I love hearing from my listeners. Thanks again for joining us, and you can contact me at KathleenMaxwell1@gmail.com. Have a great day. Hello, friends, and thanks so much for joining me today for The Gathering and the Kathleen Maxwell Ramby podcast. Today's topic is encouragement and hope, right where life finds us. So I'm going to jump in by praying. Father, I just give you this time. Thank you for these friends and listeners from all over the world that have joined today. And Father, I pray you would encourage each one of us, Lord, that your hope would drop like an anchor in our hearts. And Lord, most of all, I just pray for those listening, Father, the things that you've called them to do, that they would be encouraged, that they would have hope, that they would be your ambassadors in spreading the gospel in their spheres of influence. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I want to say that this lesson was prompted by just some time I've been spending in 2 Thessalonians. And I've been there for about the last month and just going over and pondering these scriptures. And I just wanted to share some things with you that I got from these passages. And 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 2, it begins with, I think, something that is very important in this day and age. This is July of 2020. And so we've got a whole lot going on in our nation and around the world, and a lot of things that everybody is dealing with. But I love how this starts out in 2 Thessalonians 1 verse 2. It says, "Grace and peace to you from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." And I think in these days that we're living in, grace and peace are so important to govern our own lives. We all need God's grace. It's His unmerited favor. It's His great love for us. Grace is the power to do things that we can't do in and of ourselves. And I have a great podcast that is on grace, and you can look that up another time if you want to hear that message. But I think what I love about this is that we all need grace and peace in our own lives, and we need to receive that from the Lord each and every day, because there's things that are going to try to make us think, oh, we can't do that, we can't survive this, this is too hard for us. And then there's also just a lot of turmoil that's going on and a lot of things that can rob us of our peace. And I don't think that's God's heart for us. And not only does God want us to receive it ourselves, but He wants us to give it away. And that, to me, is so much fun. When I go to the Lord and receive from Him each day, then I'm in a much better place to give something away. And so I love how that chapter starts out. And I think it's just a good for all of us to remember. And now I want to go to just 2 Thessalonians 1 verse 16. And it says, may the Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and by his grace, there it is again, gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good work indeed. And as I read that, it just, my heart leapt, because it's God's heart. He wants to, I loved what he said, that it's by his grace. And again, there's that word that he gave us, just his love for us, his grace for us, that he gave us eternal encouragement. Do you know that you have eternal encouragement? And you may say, well, I'm not feeling it right now with all that's going on. But you do. When you run to the Lord, he will encourage your heart and give you good hope. You know, I was just thinking about things right now and this time period with the pandemic, there's a lot of isolation. And in isolation, that can make our mind kind of go in places that aren't good, because we're isolated from others. I do try to take a lot of precautions and all, but I'm not living my normal life and being out and about as much as I was. And it's made me miss those in my community and those that I normally bump into. With all that's going on right now with the pandemic, their finances are tight, stress, you know, about what do you do with your business? How do you go forward? How do you manage things with the pandemic? Stress for parents right now and trying to even decide what to do about school here in the U.S. All across the board, school districts are trying to make decisions about whether to go back and how to do it. And I know just talking to some young people and my kids about my grandkids, they're trying to all figure it out. So there's a lot of things that we need encouragement in, and all the uncertainty that is in our nation and around the world right now. But I love how the Lord says right here that he will give us internal encouragement and good hope. And you know, when I have felt down or just felt like I've needed encouragement, when I go to the Lord and just simply pray and ask him, Lord, encourage my heart today. Encourage me in the things you've called me to. Encourage me in my marriage. Encourage me in relationships. Encourage me in whatever it is that I'm needing encouragement in. God is so faithful to do that. And I think the important thing is that we're running to him for that eternal encouragement and good hope for where we find ourselves in life's circumstances. And so I just want to encourage you to ask God to encourage your heart, because his encouragement never runs out. It never runs dry. It's always there for us. And it might take a little bit of time, but I've seen God be so faithful day in, day out, whether it be somebody texts me, calls me, emails me in some way. When I've gone to the Lord, and then sometimes just because he loves me, he'll send that encouragement. Everyone needs encouragement. I don't care who you are. Everybody needs encouragement. And we all need hope. And then it says, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good work, every good deed and word. And when I read that, I was just challenged in how the Lord does want to encourage our hearts and strengthen us in the things he's called us to. And there is a call on each and every one of you. God has handpicked you. He's chosen you. There's people in your sphere of influence. And that may look different right now with the pandemic, but I want to encourage you to be an encouragement to others too. Sometimes we need to give out of our need. Give to others because it's what's right. It's what right looks like. And when we give to others, you know, it's that principle of sowing and reaping. We're going to reap that back. And I just love that God's encouragement never runs out. And when we're doing the things that God's purposed in his heart for us to do, and I want to encourage you to just seek the Lord you know, Lord, how can I be an encouragement to somebody today? How can I encourage them? It might be through a text. It might be through an email. Maybe God's put somebody on your heart. Pray for them. If God put somebody on your heart, there's usually a reason. And so pray for them and shoot them a note of encouragement. God wants to encourage us, and He wants us to be an encouragement to other people. And, you know, call a widow. My goodness, right now with so much going on and the isolation, especially for elderly people, just giving a widow a call and checking on them, seeing if you could get something for them or pray for them. Write a note of encouragement. You know, handwritten letters mean so much to people. And so let me just encourage you in that. Or mail a package. Last week, there's a woman that I've been talking to and mentoring, lives out of state, and I was thinking about her and thought, I'm just going to send her a little love gift just to encourage her, because I know she lives alone and it's a hard time. So invest in others. Let me encourage you to invest in others. Maybe your ministry. You may say, well, Kathleen, I don't have a ministry. Nope, that's not true. Each and every one of us has a ministry. There are things that God has called us to, and we are to be His hands, His feet, His arms, His voice that brings grace, that brings peace wherever we go, and receives that eternal encouragement from the Lord and hope and gives it away. So I just want to encourage you in that. Now let's jump to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 3. And it says, but the Lord is faithful and will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. I love that. I love that God's heart is to number one, He's faithful, but He wants to strengthen us in daily as we go to His word, as we seek Him, as we feed our soul. You know, it's just like we feed our bodies, but I want to ask you, how are you feeding your soul each day? How are you feeding? What are you putting into it? What are you putting into your mind? Because it's godly, godly things that are going to be helpful. And that can be through listening to Christian music or worship Him. It can be through listening through a podcast. It can look in different ways. And go into His word. But I love that. And it says He'll strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. There is a lot of evil right now in our world. And Satan has come to kill, steal, and destroy any way he can. I was talking to a young woman yesterday, and that is battling alcohol. And I was making the point to her that there is a call of God on her life. There are things God has for her to do. And number one, He wants to set her free. He wants to set her free. But I was trying to get her to realize that it is Satan that is trying to kill, steal, and destroy her life. And so I think that right there in this scripture, it says, but the Lord is faithful. And when we run to Him, He'll strengthen us and protect us from the evil one. So running to the Lord has to be just something we do constantly, I think, throughout the day. And then in verse 5, 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 5, it says, may the Lord direct your heart into God's love and Christ perseverance. You know, what I love about this is God directing us and keeping our hearts in that place of being His vessels of love to others and persevering in things just like Christ did. And what I want to say is there's so much tension right now, stress, disagreement, political viewpoints that are rampant. And it grieves my heart to see Christian people that love the Lord and the division that this has caused in the body of Christ, how people have been so vocal on social media and different things. Like I said in my podcast last week, everyone is advertising something. So what are you advertising in your daily walk? Are you advertising God's love? Are you extending grace to someone that maybe doesn't agree with you? Jesus extended grace. He loved his enemies. He loved those that weren't always kind to him. And he's our example. But that has been one of my prayers. Lord, direct my heart into God's love so that I can share his love, his grace, and his peace wherever I go. And it encouraged me, you know, Jesus is our example of perseverance. He persevered. He persevered on the cross. He persevered in walking with the disciples. He persevered with the Pharisees who were coming against him. He persevered, but he was connected to God's love. And I think that that's an excellent example to all of us. It just really is. And I want to say too that in chapter 3, verse 11, let's go on to that. Chapter 3 and verse 16, it says, "And now may the Lord of peace give you peace at all times in every way, and the Lord be with you all." And he wants peace again for our hearts at all times. He wants, when we are walking in peace, we make much better decisions. When our hearts are in a state of peace, and there are things that can ruffle feathers and can ruffle my feathers, or things that I have seen that can try to rob me of my peace, I'm a little bit quicker now to step back and say, "Lord, when I am not at peace, I'm not going to make good decisions. I'm not going to be a godly example of who you've called me to be. Lord, help me to step back into my peace that you give." And so tap into his presence. Another thing that I do when I feel like I'm losing my peace is I'll just take a moment, and whether it's driving down the road or sitting on my deck, that's where I do a lot of my writing and studying and things, you know, to just, sometimes I'll just look out over my yard and just say, "I love you, Lord." And I open my heart to receive your love. Lord, just come fill me with your love. Fill me with your presence. Fill me with your peace. Help me to deal with this obstacle that I'm looking at right now. And when I open my heart to the Lord and tap into his presence, it's amazing the peace that comes. It's like a wave just kind of washing over me. So I want to encourage you to tap into his presence. And most of all, in this scripture, what it says, "Now the Lord of peace give you peace at all times in every way, and the Lord be with you all." God is with us wherever we walk, whatever we do. He's right there with us to help us. And we need to look to him for the help that we need for the days that we're living in and the opportunities that we have, because there is a call on your life. There is a call on your life. And so ask the Lord to open your eyes to what he has for you today. And I want to encourage you to be bold, to step out. And this week, try something that maybe you haven't tried before, and encourage people and offer hope. And don't forget, I just want to go back to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3, because it's a great promise. And it's a great promise, especially in this storm. "But the Lord is faithful." Don't ever forget that. He is faithful. "And he will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one." Let's pray. Father, I just love you so much. And I thank you for your grace, for your peace. Lord, for your eternal encouragement and for hope. I thank you for all those things, Lord. We need them every day. And so I pray for each one listening that in the days and weeks ahead that we would we would run to you and pick up these things and incorporate them in our lives and then give them away to the world around us. I just bless the ministry of each one that's listening. I bless them to prosper in the things that you've called them to. And I just pray a fresh anointing on them, Lord, to be your grace, your peace, your internal encouragement and hope everywhere they go. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for listening. Have a great week. And I'd love to hear from you. Send me a email. Send me a text. Send me a message. Leave a comment. Leave a like. Those things help spread the word and spread the gospel and spread this podcast. And so if you can do that for me, I'd be so grateful. Have a good one. Bye.